Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Vet and Rescue Mission. I am said Pastor John McClain here with my every second week guest co-host, Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I know, man. I think that probably deep down in your heart, if not at least somewhere in the front of your frontal lobe, have the dream to be a talk radio show host.
And
that dream's going to come true. I look forward to actually see it
developing. I know it is. We've been talking about it. Yeah. So it's coming to fruition quick.
I think kind of like with Sean Campbell, I've been telling him a lot with his new show, you have the temperament for it. You know, you're smooth, you're calm, you kind of have that voice. Like you can have an opinion on everything. So.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I've been around the block a couple times.
Yeah, so. that's usually
I've seen
a
some
good
stuff.
Trait.
Yeah.
For sure. So, but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks and grace to a very loving God that's just blessed definitely everybody in this studio, whether it's Ron Arenas and his amazing family and the great things that Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing does and what they do to serve the community, or it's all of our guests we have today, particularly Ray and Sandra with Indie Realty and the amazing work that they do with Indie Realty, and outside of that, Brittany Gutman with Brittany Gutman Insurance Agency, Catherine Calderon, that guest, and just so many blessings. But definitely I want to thank the Lord with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So, as I alluded to, top five favorite people, and I would say, safe to say, top five favorite guests on the show in Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson, the second newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson with the I Am Real Estate radio show, and amazing real estate agents that helped me actually buy my house with Indie Realty. So thanks, guys, for joining us.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Thanks for having us. And you know us. We know we don't like being in the top five. We're trying to be number one.
Number one, okay.
That's just the thing that we always try to do. We always strive to be the best. So we're going to keep working hard, making sure that we do whatever we can to promote you and what we do for a living.
And as Andreas would say, I believe in you. This being the Common Good Radio Show and the new theme that you listeners can expect, I want to really get a sense from our guests for you, the good that they're doing in the community. Because so often that you listen to the radio or you listen to TV and all you hear is bad stuff. And you hear from your friends, all I hear is bad stuff on the radio. So
yes,
let's find out what's happening good in the community. And particularly you guys are a really great group to start with that segment, because you guys do a lot of amazing stuff in the community. In a lot of ways, I look up to you for that. So explain a little bit to our listening audience some of the good you guys are doing in the community.
Well, first, we want to say thank you, Pastor Dave. You know how much I love being around.
Pastor John. Pastor Dave that we see on Sundays. Oh,
yeah. Well, Pastor Dave morning. Is who I got my ordainship from. So, I appreciate it.
Good. Thank you, Pastor John. Well, what we try to do in Tucson is that we want to make sure that Tucson is a better place as we move forward. And in doing so, that means you have to commit yourself to certain things. And what me and Sandra decided that before we decide to put our finances towards any organization, we want to make sure we put the most important thing you have, which is your time. Mm-hmm. So we decided that we're going to sit there and put our time towards as many organizations that are doing the best things in Tucson. And we got lucky enough to find some great, I'm not saying the only ones we have are the best ones in Tucson, just the ones that we happen to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And so we're part of the Arizona Bowl, which all their proceeds from the football game goes towards all the nonprofits out there. So we're the co-chairs for that call for the Blue Blazers, which is a volunteer group. So we support them. We're the leader for about 65 members that we're part of.
I'm just going to jump in too, because as Blue Blazers, we try to We do what's called a helpful happy hour. So when we have our meetings, we will pick another nonprofit to just try to be a blessing to them. Wow. So, for example, we've had the diaper bank. We've had people donating to Make-A-Wish Foundation, you know, and so we just identify different nonprofits that, even though we're not doing, you know, a huge event for them, we certainly can stop by and pick up school supplies or anything like that on a somewhat regular basis. And when there's, you know, 30 to 40 or 50 of you that are just bringing a couple of items, it makes a big difference to that organization for that month.
Yeah, like anything else, every little bit counts, you know. People got to remember that if you think that you're giving 50 cents doesn't matter, giving it to a charity, it matters. Because you do 50 cents, that's more money. So just think about things like that. And I'm also on the Junior Achievement. I'm on the board for that. I'm the co-chair for the Junior Achievement, which is all about taking care of kids and trying to teach them literacy for financing and entrepreneurship, for so that they realize that sometimes college may not be for everybody.
Right.
But there are, doesn't mean that you cannot be successful. I mean, there are a lot of jobs out there that don't require scholarships. It just requires that you sit there and give 100%, and it might be your passion for it. We're also part of the Southern Arizona
Construction Career Days.
My wife got into that. I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, that's actually something we really love too, because it's a great organization that provides learning opportunities for junior high and high school kids that may be going into a construction-related field, and that may be something that requires a college degree, or it may be something that they just could be hired right out of school and start working.
Which is much needed.
Yep.
Yeah. And
we used to be involved with that also.
That's such a great event. I mean, we were...
I'm not surprised. you're involved in everything. That's good. So yeah, that makes sense.
I was going to say, he just put a target on his back because he said, we used to. My wheels are already turning.
He'll get a call in a minute or two.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it's just great to see kids getting exposed to, you know, the trades.
Right.
Because
we need them.
We do.
Yeah. If anybody knows, Ron Arenas knows. Cooling, heating, plumbing. Like there's an array of you know, different tradesmen that you need, and I'm sure probably that you go through regularly to you know, fulfill the growing need that you have, particularly
with
the growing
organization.
We do,
and as a whole, the trades are getting older. The tradesmen are getting older, and we need young people to step in and learn the trade.
I think trying to remind them that, you know, everyone's looking at that paycheck that says, hey, you know what, when I get out of school, I'm going to make this much money.
Right.
In construction, you can make just the same amount of money.
Yes.
You can own your business or just work in a construction company. You can wind up being just as successful as anybody else who has a degree.
That's right.
Especially that's your passion.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. You start out a little bit ahead.
And I'll close
that
on this note before I have you guys give your contact information. My father-in-law, rather, who's in the grocery business, but he's in the meat department in the grocery business, he makes $50 an hour.
Yeah, but people need to understand
that. So tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you guys if they're interested in checking out a house or whatever the case may be.
You know, you can call or text me at 520-850-1725 or reach Raymond at 520-904-7711. You can also reach us at Johnson Smith at indie-realty.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
All right. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. This is a radio show on the radio with people talking. I'm one of those people. I'm Pastor John McClain. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm here with the one and only. I'm pretty sure you're going to be, if you're not already locally famous, you're going to be super locally famous soon. I just see it in the stars for you, Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Like I see you or this amazing company that you founded everywhere that I go. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it, brother, because it's working.
Thank you. Thank you. We're working hard. We've been working hard at it for 22 years and plan on working hard at it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And having, thankfully, you know, being your friend and our friendship building more and getting to know you better and better, I can see, you know, how you've made it for 22 years, because you're just a quality character. You just really are. And I
Thank you.
I brag about you a lot, and I tell you stuff like this a lot, so you're probably tired of hearing it from me, buddy. But
oh, no, you can keep saying it.
Okay, cool, good. Yeah. And I know our guest now, Brittany Gutman with Brittany Gutman Insurance Agency, would agree with me that he's a pretty cool guy, huh?
Ron? No, yes, of course.
No, horrible. Yeah, absolutely.
No, Ron's the salt of the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. I love him. Love him. And I'm blessed to have him as my guest co-host the second week of every month. So that's definitely right. If you guys like that, the sweet sounds of Ron Arenas' voice, second week. And the fourth week of every month, we highlight the work that Picture Rock's Cooling and Employment. So actually, like, you get a lot of Ron Arenas on the Common Good Radio Show. So if you like Ron Arenas,
just tune in.
Just tune in to Common Good Radio Show. But enough about this handsome man. Brittany Gutman, I heard that you do good for the community, and this is the Common Good Radio Show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the good you do in the community?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here on the Common Good Radio Show. And it's nice to be acknowledged for doing good in the community. Yeah. We really just try to serve in ways that we can and try to do that in a humble nature, right?
Yeah.
So it does feel a little against the grain to talk about it, but I'm happy to, and it's been a privilege to also see Ron out there and doing some good in our community as well. In fact,
were you guys at that ICS event together?
We just served over there
Look at
together.
That. Yep. Look at courses. Look at God.
Yes. Yeah, that was really neat seeing Ron there at the Interfaith Community Services food drive?
Yeah. And Brittany has helped us out in the past at our church. We had a backpack event that we've been involved with for many, many years, and Brittany came out and helped us with it.
Nice. I think I can add chef to my resume based on that experience.
Okay.
How many hot dogs did we?
We used to do 800 hot dogs in about 4 hours.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, ICS, they just do amazing work. Yeah, I just met with Tom, the CEO at ICS, about a week ago, and he just started kind of just talking about just parts of what they do, and it's like kind of like Gap Ministries is just like one of the hidden gems in Tucson that people don't even realize the breadth of how much and how many people they help and how many people would starve and possibly even die if it wasn't for the work that they did.
They're doing great work. Great work. And Jorge Ruiz and Tom, just really, really amazing people. Mm-hmm. I think I can state his tagline that they make hope tangible, and it's true.
Right.
And it's nice to be a part of that.
Yeah. And so what are some of the other organizations you're working with?
Yeah. So I recently just joined and participated in the 100 Plus Women Who Give event. Also known as 100 Plus Women Who Care. I think they're in the middle of changing that. And that was a really, really empowering event to be a part of, where a local nonprofit is kind of shark tanked and given over $40,000 at the end of a night. And that's per quarter. It's a really, really generous nonprofit there. And then again, Ron, it's like we're just so while Ron pedaled,
Mr. Good over here. Okay, we see you.
He really is. Yeah. So while Ron pedaled for Reach for the Stars nonprofit with the El Tour de Tucson, I was a small sponsor for them. And then I also have taken on a women's empowerment luncheon that I put on in the Northwest Oral Valley area once a month, and that's really become a true blessing.
And my wife is there every month, so that is such a great place to be.
So pretty much you guys are like neighbors, and you guys go to the same grocery store and hang out together and go to clubs together, is what you're saying.
I mean,
pretty much you guys go everywhere together, volunteer at everywhere together. Okay.
We could start carpooling someplace.
Yeah, right. which I'm not surprised, because I mean, and I think that's something that you and I, Ron, see regularly kind of through this show, is just like this circle of people doing great,
right?
It's kind of small, You know, you would think, you know, especially in Tucson having the most nonprofits per capita than any city in the United States, that it'd be like this big wide pool of people that are out there and we're all, you know, just got like a gazillion superheroes, but it's really a really small group when you really think about it. So to be part of that league of people and to be bumping into them and to see we're all friends, it's like real validating. You know, it feels really good.
It does. In the statistically, in a church, 5% of the people do pretty much all the work. Mm. You know, you have a volunteer group, and they're the ones that are doing most of the work, and that's typical in the church. So I think it's probably, you know, kind of typical
the same thing
in society.
In the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What are your thoughts about that? You look almost perplexed by it.
No, I agree. It's unfortunate. You know, I think there's two mentalities. You can either do something really, really well and dive all into that one thing, or like Ron and I think we, you know, try to touch on as many things as we can love on that, you know, sometimes a little goes a lot further than, you know, just a huge corporate sponsorship, you know, where you just get branding on all of the material, but you're not there boots on the ground with the people, you know. See, we had so many wonderful, just make it worth it moments.
Right. Interactions.
Just people were grateful. People were, you know, appreciative of the humble nature that we were able to, you know, just be there that day for those people. And I personally love those types of interactions. Mm. I don't ever want to be the type of business owner that cuts a check and does a show for the event. I'd like to always have my hands in it. You're in good hands.
Yeah. Like there's a commercial around that.
I didn't patent it, but I try to sneak it in.
For sure. So I probably got about another 45 seconds till we got to jump out of here. Let our listening audience know how they can get a hold of you and you know, what kind of services you can offer them.
Absolutely. So my name is Brittany, but it's spelled a little uniquely as B-R-I-T-T-N-I. And I can be found Brittany Gutman Allstate on my Facebook page. We can be found on online. We can be found on Google, obviously. We're in Oro Valley. Our phone number is 520-797-7683. And my email is bgutman, G-U-T-M-A-N, at allstate.com.
Awesome. Yeah, well, thank you. Keep doing good
in
the community. We're going to keep on bumping into each other and doing amazing things. And and Ron needs a ride to the YMCA next Thursday at 6. So I guess I'll
text Janae.
Okay. I'll be waiting out on the corner for you.
Yeah, for sure. So that's Brittany Gutman with Brittany Gutman Insurance Agency. Definitely check her out. Check her out on the Googles. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org or homecommunityservices.com, check out either one of those websites. You get to check out all of our partners, more about our radio show, the new radio show expansion, the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell, and all the great work that we do for the homeless veterans in the community. We'll be right back after this commercial break. That is absolutely correct. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission and Home Community Services, here with Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Thank you. Yes.
Man, a man of many talents.
Yeah.
A master of many, man. How does that feel? Like just like having all these different skills that you're just kind of like putting to work.
Well, I can't take all the credit for it. I have many dedicated people that work for me and really do a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just like, it seems like with what you do, particularly like I'm guessing, you know, heating, you know, cooling, you know, plumbing.
I know a little bit of plumbing. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not really a plumber.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't know any plumbing?
Oh, I know plumbing. I know some plumbing, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a master plumber.
But it seems like you know it. So therefore, like with your knowledge, you kind of like empower others to kind of like either know it better or what they know, empower their skills so they can enact those skills. Yeah. So it's kind of almost like
a coach.
Teach to fish type of situation, or like give them, you know, here's the pond where you fish at.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Here's for the best results.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, and it's definitely, I've, like, I you know, boast about regularly, I learned so much from you about fatherhood, about, you know, being a man, about being a business owner. Like, it's, I'm a little jealous. I see your business stuff all over the place. I need to learn how I get that placement the same way. I definitely, I'm gonna sit down and get a business coaching lesson from you soon.
There you go.
For sure. But
we're overdue for a cup of coffee, or a lunch or something.
We are for sure, especially as we're seeing each other like 3 or 4 times a month now with the radio show. We might as well hang out.
Yeah, we do. We need to do that.
Yeah, for sure. We will. You listening audience, you stay at Bress for the lunch that me and Ron have. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Be good. We'll give you all the seedy details. It won't be too exciting, but yeah, it'll be fun. But enough of that tomfoolery. We have Miss Christina Calderon with Realty One Group Integrity here joining us.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Good.
Can I just say something really fast?
Absolutely.
Picture Rocks Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Uh-huh. And this is the first time we've ever met.
Right.
But I will say that anytime I go on to like Tucson Realtor Resource or any place where people are asking for referrals, you guys are probably the number one referred heating, cooling, especially for anything HVAC.
That means
you
a
guys,
lot.
Yeah, I see your guys' name a lot. So it's fun to finally, to actually meet you and put a face to the business.
Edwards. Okay, I see you, Roderitas. That's cool.
So that's really fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are so welcome.
Well, let's go ahead and capture that audio piece for you to put all over the place.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that? That's cool, man. Yeah. I mean, good fruit.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, we try. I mean, that's what we work for.
Yeah,
we
highly recommended for just integrity, value, prices, and not taking advantage of people, which is extremely important in our industry.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like at this point, like that's 50% of it. And the other 50% is knowing what they're doing because it's just
experience.
Yeah, like you could have the worst of both, of someone who has no idea what they're doing that just wants to take advantage of you. And it's just, having worked as a pool and landscape contractor for so many years, it's infuriating seeing that, particularly with elderly people.
Yep.
Yeah. It broke my heart. So,
and with you guys, you know, in the middle of summer when people are desperate to get, you know, an HVAC system fixed, are you going to take advantage of them or not? And it's really cool that you guys are known for your integrity in that and not overpricing or taking advantage of people. And I think it's super cool.
Well, thank you. We think it's cool too.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Christina, now that you met Ron in person, and you'll see kind of as we go through this show, even though it's kind of a miniature portion of Ron, you know, it's just, it's a culture that he's, I'm sure, you know, injected into Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, because he's a quality guy. I just hate to continue to say it, but he just is. You can definitely tell that he consciously works on trying to be a good person.
Well, you can always tell, you know, how good a business is by how good their leader is, because it all trickles down into them. Everyone that they touch and they teach and they employ, their qualities, their attributes, 1,000% trickle down into those people and spread, you know, the positivity, love, and integrity spreads, or, you know, the opposite.
Well, speak to that in regards to Realty One Group Integrity and the leadership there.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, I mean,
integrity.
I didn't mean to segue like that, but it seemed like it was just a natural segue.
Yeah, I love that integrity is part of our name, and it is so 1,000% true. I feel like, I'm just so in love with my brokerage right now. Mm. And Eric Gibbs, he is hilarious. He's a veteran, Navy veteran. And he gives us a lot of freedom, but still absolutely is, as the AAR president, he is Mr. Compliance and really all about learning the contracts and knowing and being able to protect our clients, but also giving us a lot of freedom in our marketing and embracing our individuality, because we have like so many characters in our brokerage. Mm-hmm. We're all so unique, and really letting us just be us and mm-hmm. loving us and trusting us to guide our own businesses and our visions and not trying to control it. And I love that. He has this like father love for us all, you know, we're all like his children and it's just so fun. I mean, everyone, just the first thing you do when you walk in the doors, you see him off to the side and you just go run and give him a hug going in and a hug going out. Mm-hmm. And you know, whenever you need something, he is always there. If you have a text message, no matter what time of day or night, you know, sent to him with a question or concern, he always responds. Mm-hmm. He just truly cares. And the level of integrity that comes from that man is so special.
Nice.
And again, also just spreads. You
right,
know?
Right. It just flows.
It really does. It mm-hmm. really does. So it's, it's very, very powerful.
Well, that's cool. Well, before we jump into the commercial break, tell us in the audience how they can get a hold of you. And we'll talk more about it when we come back from the break.
Yeah, absolutely. My phone number is 520-423-7888 or email christinacalderonehome@gmail.com or on social media, Facebook or Instagram at Christina Calderon Home. And you can DM or PM me anytime. I always respond.
Awesome. We'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Go to veteranrescuemission.org or homecommunityservices.com for more information about the show or all the amazing work that we do. You guys stay there being beautiful or maybe grab a snack, maybe go potty real quick, but you better be back about a minute and a half. Hello, you beautiful, amazing, brilliant, intelligent, well thought out people. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. And I am Pastor John McClain here with one of my best buddies, Ron Arenas. So it's Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Blessed to have you as a friend, man.
Yeah, I'm really blessed too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny how God works. He's like this almost like this little kid sense of humor where he like just puts certain people around you or like right? just makes certain mm-hmm. events happen in your life where you're just like, you knew that was going to happen, didn't you, God? Okay, you little sneaker. But I mean, definitely you are one of those people because, I mean, whether it's your support of this show, you know, to help us continue to move on to the next level or even to get to where we're at or the support of our ministry or even having your help and getting our house to where it needs to be or you stepping in as a guest co-host on this show. And I didn't realize you had the chops that you got.
Oh,
but
you.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. And I'm really excited. I mean, we touch on this once every 6 months, it seems, but I'm really excited for us doing a show together.
Yeah, like so what, am I. What I'm always excited like. To
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, either or just at the minimal that since I always love teaching a man how to fish, I look forward to maybe even open up the door to just you doing your own show.
Right.
Because you certainly seem like you have it in your heart. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I do.
Just like with Ray and Sandra and Sean Campbell, like if I can just open up the door and show you, you know, guys, how easy it is. Cool with me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, I'm always looking for your guidance.
Use me as a vessel, Lord. Yep. Use me. So, we got Christina Calderon in here, who's definitely another one of my good newer friends in Ron. Me and Ron have been buddies, I think, almost a year now.
Yeah.
But me and Christina really getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. I want to feel like almost like a mentor-mentee relationship is kind of building because her as well is someone I see a lot of just potential in. It's just like at this point, I kind of think just like Ron, it's just a matter of saying, okay, this is what I want. And then just kind of just putting intention behind it because the world is your oyster, mm-hmm. Mrs. Calderon. So that being said, I know that this is the Common Good Radio Show. And we like to highlight the good in the community and the good that the people that are doing in the community. Because I think the big thing that people don't realize, you know, in our kind of our day to day mushing is like there's a lot of good people that, you know, that do good stuff. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like Ron and Brittany, our last guests, were talking about helping volunteer at ICS and pass out food boxes for people, or it's volunteering at the Gospel Rescue Mission once a month, or like I have people we have Ed here in studio that's taking pictures who volunteers when we camp out once a year, and he sleeps out there with us and helps me, you know, locate homeless veterans and get them back to our shelter. Like, there's a lot of different things that are people that are helping. I know, or at least I assume to know, you do a lot within the martial arts community, mm-hmm. and it seems like you're helping a lot in that. So, but I won't speak for you. You tell me. I'll ask the question. What's some of the good that you're doing in the community?
Yeah, so that came almost accidentally. I mean, I've had a love for martial arts for a long time. I had, you know, a really bad experience with a domestic violence that, you know, brought me to the point where I needed help. I wanted to learn how to protect myself, and I wanted it to never happen again. And if it did, then I wanted to know what to do. And so that kind of spawned that love. And then, you know, having daughters, actually, I have a daughter that's 17 and about to go off to college. And I've been training for a while and have bonded with, you know, another woman named from Daimyo, actually, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Brenda Soto. And, you know, I decided to put on a course primarily for her and her friends that I've known for so long to protect them. And it just felt so good. And actually the first class that I took with Brenda was for real estate agents to help defend ourselves. And
sure, especially, you know, after that incident that happened a few months ago or last year.
It got really scary and it got really real. You know, we are in houses on a pretty regular basis where we are alone. And, you know, people can see our signs and we are vulnerable at some point. So it really was powerful because I've trained for a long time. I've competed, but at the same time, going through this course was so interesting because I realized that these are different, completely different scenarios where the pressure is different. You know, you can expect, you know what you're going into in a competition even, you know, it's fierce and intense, but you know what you're going into, you know, whereas when you were going into a situation where your life is in danger, you don't know. It's completely different. The adrenaline is different. You know, so that was, oh man, it was so powerful for me. And I wanted to give it back to my daughter and, you know, her friends before they go off to college. I mean, it was like this huge moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do something. I can do something. I'm going to do something. And so I did. And and these classes were kind of born. And so.
Are these classes, do you do them on a regular basis or was it just a one-time thing?
So I'm going to be doing them on a regular basis. I have another one coming up on April 22nd, and that will be from the ages of 9 to 13 years old, and another one on May 17th, I believe. I'll have to check the dates on that. And that one will be for the older girls, again, 14 to 19 years old, because it does need to be kind of age appropriate. They will encounter different situations that will, you know, need different things for, and the language is different, you know, for those age groups. So yeah, I'll be doing, hopefully two a year, and possibly growing to more.
Nice.
It's so much fun. I love it so much. It's, you know, I always say that whenever we use, something traumatic that's happened to us, you know, a bad situation that we, you know, made it through and we grew from, and eventually you can use it to help somebody else. If you can save even just one person, like one girl or one woman from it happening to them, it becomes so worth it. You know, everything. It's just, not that I'm glad that it happened, but in a way kind of I am, because I can share it with other people. And, I don't know.
I mean, hopefully these young women will never have to be in that situation, but just to give them that confidence that they can do it.
And a lot of it is preventative, how to see it coming so that you can stop it before it happens, you know, and how to walk tall. Yes. And man, jiu-jitsu has given me so much of that. You know, I remember my brand new, like, first white belt days when I was terrified. And I would shake, you know, from the experience before, and I couldn't even look people in the eye. It was so hard. Mm. And to now, like when you're giving back and you're helping that new white belt who's terrified, and yeah. you know, one girl who used to cry every single class, I took that class with her, and it was a PTSD, you know, situation, and it was so hard for her, but I stuck by her side and did that class every single day that she went for a month and just watched her grow. Mm-hmm. And watched her stop crying less and less, you know, until I finally had to kick her out of the nest and was like, you need to go on your own.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna but you were the mentor.
Yeah,
to
actually,
her.
I lied and I told her I was going to be there that night. And then I wasn't. I knew I wasn't. But I needed her to take a class on her own and see that she could do it. Mm-hmm. And watching her and then her calling me like, I did it. I did my first class. And, mm-hmm. you know, the light that comes through, it's just like there's no greater gift.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like we met each other initially through JD Delgado.
Yes.
And you were you working in a venture or a partnership with Jay Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jay Lee, you helped her get an investment property, if I'm not correct.
Yeah. So, man, Jay Lee is another really powerful story of just starting, you know, and addiction is both, it's a huge part of both Jaylee and my story. Mm. And, you know, that takes a really big toll on you and your self-confidence and self-esteem. And, and so to grow through that and to be, you know, almost a mentor for somebody else is also so powerful and help her grow. And she was, you know, maybe 6 months ago a housewife, a stay-at-home mom, and now she has started her own business, flipping houses. I've put together a team for her, and that's, you know, what we do. It's investment properties is a tricky, tricky. We have this one deal.
I can see you having a finger in investment properties.
So. Yes, I definitely think we need to bond more after this because we always have a need for that. And lots of complications and problems. Mm. But the cool thing is it's like learning how to navigate it. And, you know, each problem that comes about, we're like, that's okay. We've gotten this awesome team. We're going to tackle it and get through it. And we're going to close this deal. Mm. We're going to turn this property around. And, you know, it's just constant. You can look at them as problems or lessons, you know, and it's just so fun. It's kind of like jujitsu, you know, you're under pressure and you have this like, you know, problem that you need to get out of. Mm-hmm. How are you going to get out of it and the strategy behind it? And
it's what you practice for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the competition is to see if you can really do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. He's
so fun.
Aron is coming, a semi-professional bicyclist, it seems. So, so he's quite competitive.
I am on the bike as much as I possibly can.
I've been watching, man. Yeah. He's taking it super serious.
Good for you.
Honestly, it's my therapy. Yeah. Just to be out there.
That's what I call me and Ed playing pool every Tuesday. Yeah. Except for when he took my belt this past Tuesday. That was bad therapy. Bad therapy, Ed. Well, go ahead and tell our listening audience, Christina, how they can get a hold of you before we jump out of here.
Yeah, sure. My email address is ChristinaCalderoneHome@gmail.com. My personal cell phone number, which you are more than happy to contact me at any time, is 520-423-7888. And also Christina Calderon Home on Facebook and Instagram. And you can DM or PM me anytime as well.
Awesome. I think you got it down to science. It's perfect. Well, thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.